This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It was 50 years ago this week that doctors performed the first successful long-term transplant of a human organ. On December 23, 1954, doctors in Boston gave a kidney to a seriously ill 23-year-old man. Since then, transplants have saved more than 400,000 lives. They've become common. But as NPR's Joseph Shapiro explains, that's something those pioneering doctors never imagined.
Dr. Joseph Murray was a young surgeon when he got invited to join a group of doctors at the Peter Bent Brigham Hospital in Boston. They were dreaming of something that most scientists thought impossible, to transplant a human kidney. One of Murray's professors at Harvard Medical School warned him, "Take that job and you'll ruin your career, because there's no chance that transplants will ever work." A few years later, Murray was the surgeon who transplanted that first kidney. Even then, he thought transplants were going to help just a tiny number of people.
Because it seemed almost impossible that you'd have twins, one dying of kidney disease and another healthy.
That first patient and his donor were identical twins. They had to be. They needed the same genetic makeup, or else the recipient's immune system would reject the donated organ. It'd be years before doctors figured out ways to trick the immune system. So Murray thought that first transplant was a one-time solution.
Oh, no, we didn't think we made history. We didn't even think of history. We thought we were going to save a patient.
Murray is retired now. He's 85 and walks with a cane, the result of a stroke. He keeps in touch with many of his early transplant patients. Murray and his wife, Bobby, traveled to Minnesota this summer for the National Kidney Foundation 2004 U.S. Transplant Games, where 2,000 transplant recipients competed at swimming, running, and other sports. In their sunny hotel suite, the Murrays have a reunion with Ronald Herrick. He's the twin who donated that first kidney.
Hi, Ronald. Come on in.
Hello, Ron.
Herrick's a quiet man with large square glasses. He's 73, a retired math teacher. He lives in Maine with his wife, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. Come on in.
Good morning. Come in.
50 years ago, Ronald Herrick had just gotten out of the Army and started college. His brother Richard had just gotten out of the Coast Guard and was in a hospital, dying. His kidneys were failing, and now his heart was starting to give out, too. A doctor mentioned the medical team in Boston that wanted to try a risky surgery. Ronald would have to agree to let doctors take one of his healthy kidneys.
It was just one of those things that was kind of out of this world, I thought. And it's something that hadn't been done before. You knew nothing about it. So I thought about it a long time. I went to school every morning. My stomach was churning many a morning going to school.
He did decide to give up his kidney. It was just something a brother did. And saving patients, that was just something doctors did. Murray's team called insurance actuarials and got proof that someone like Ronald could live a regular lifespan with only one kidney. They sought out religious leaders and ethicists. They got mixed reaction. And there was growing criticism from the public.
Well, they're saying that God didn't want this to happen. It's unnatural. The doctors are on an ego trip. Dr. Frankenstein stuff. We just did our work.
Most important, Murray needed proof that Richard and Ronald were indeed identical twins. As kids, they switched desks at school, and their teachers never caught on. But Murray had to be sure. So he asked Richard and Ronald to go to the police station.
Twins' life may hang on fingerprint today.
Murray reads a copy of a story that ran in a Boston newspaper.
A fingerprinting at 4 p.m. today at Roxbury Crossing Police Station may save the life of a 23-year-old Marlboro man seriously ill in the Peter Bent Brigham Hospital. Isn't that marvelous?
The fingerprints seemed identical, too. But there was an even better proof. Murray took a piece of skin from one brother and tried to grow it on the arm of the other. Sitting on the couch next to Ronald Herrick, Murray starts to explain this.
They had to wait till the study of the skin grafts had been over 21 days. We wanted to be sure that there wasn't going to be some sort of rejection of the skin.
When he hears this, Herrick rolls up the short sleeve on his yellow shirt.
I still have them, see?
You can see them, yeah. Well, they haven't changed a bit.
They really haven't, really.
On the inside of Ronald Herrick's arm, there are two squares, one on top of the other, each the size of a small postage stamp, with a perforation of faint scarring around the edges. And that makes Ronald Herrick wonder, after 50 years, does he have part of his brother Richard growing on his left arm?
Is that one of those still his skin?
Yeah, of course.
Is that?
Of course it is. This is, that's your skin.
Mm-hmm.
This is Richard's.
Today, a painting of that first kidney transplant hangs in the library of the Harvard Medical School. It's there to represent the most important operation of the 20th century. The painting shows the two operating rooms, one next to the other. And that day, 50 years ago, when the first team of surgeons removed Ronald's kidney, wrapped it in a cold, wet towel, and put it in a stainless steel basin. Then Dr. Murray raced against the clock to attach it to Richard. It took 90 minutes. In the hushed operating room, the question was whether that kidney would work.
Oh, gee, we knew immediately. It was marvelous. I mean, it poured out urine all over the floor. Actually, the nurses or the orderlies had to keep it mopped up. But it was so reassuring, I'll never forget it, because it just pinked up the way we wanted. Little punctate blood vessels over the kidney surface, and it was snug as a bug in a rug.
The next morning, Murray went to see Richard in his hospital bed.
Richard was hungry, and he had a spark to his eyes. He was alert. It was literally a miracle.
With the kidney from his twin brother, Richard Herrick got a new life. He married one of the nurses who cared for him in the recovery room. They had two children. But 8 years later, Richard died. The original kidney disease had returned. Ronald Herrick says he and his brother almost never talked about that operation. And today, Ronald says it feels like ancient history.
I don't think about it very often. It was a long, long time ago. I've never seen I was any different afterwards than I was before. I've had one good kidney all these years, and I'm still walking around, so I guess it worked out all right.
This summer, Dr. Murray was honored at the U.S. Transplant Games in Minneapolis. He spoke at the opening ceremonies at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome and called Ronald Herrick to join him on stage.
Doctors are trained to do no harm. The thought of performing an operation on a perfectly healthy person, not for his own benefit, was radical. The only benefit to Ronald was the possibility of saving the life of his brother, Richard. That is all. Yet for Ronald, that was enough.
And at that, 8,000 people in the stadium rose to their feet to give Ronald Herrick a standing ovation. Dr. Murray won a Nobel Prize in Medicine for his work on those early transplants. Ronald Herrick's act to save his brother has been largely forgotten. But today, doctors around the world transplant kidneys, livers, hearts, and other tissues and organs. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Pictures of the twins and an excerpt from Dr. Murray's memoir about the surgery are at npr.org.